Morning, Chair. Stephen Mayne, small shareholder in Macquarie Media. I'd like to open up with a question for the auditor, Wayne Andrews, if that's okay. He signed off on the accounts saying we have net equity of $965 million. The current market cap is under $300 million. There aren't too many companies out there which are trading at 70% discounts to their audited signed claimed net assets. And I'm just wondering if we can hear from Mr. Andrews about why there is such a huge discrepancy between the accounts and the market's assessment.
I'm more than happy to call on Mr. Andrews, but I would like to make one general comment, that maybe the size of the discrepancy, Mr. Mayne, has something to do with the current global economic situation rather than the circumstances of the company. But I'm sure Mr. Andrews can give you a more detailed comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll stand in answering the question. I understand the question, Mr. Mayne. I think, I'm only in a position to answer the question in the context of the conduct of our audit. In conducting our audit, clearly we look closely at the company's assets and its liabilities, which, as you'd be aware, are accounted for in accordance with Australian accounting standards. They require those assets to be accounted for and liabilities to be accounted for, some at fair value and some at historical cost. Clearly that number will never be in line with market prices of company's equities, even in a positive market, let alone a negative market. Each of those assets and liabilities are assessed in terms of their recoverable amount, particularly the assets in terms of whether the company's cash flows and forecast cash flows support those carrying amounts at the date of signing the accounts. We're satisfied that that's the case. As you say, the company's share price today would seem to be trading at a discount to those net assets, common among many companies in today's market, I imagine. I'm certainly not in a position to comment on the vagaries of the equities market beyond that.
Thank you.
Chairman, the man
supplementary, is it?
Supplementary, that's right. Yeah. The man sitting in front of me, Nick Tabakoff from The Australian, wrote a story suggesting that we were going to have to take a write-down on the $820 million we paid or carrying value for Southern Cross 10. Clearly, that's the market's current interpretation, that we paid way over the odds and that there has been a material deterioration in the actual value of that business. It's a top-of-the-market purchase. Are you currently reviewing the book value of Southern Cross 10, and do you recognise, with the benefit of hindsight, that we did pay too much and it is today worth substantially less than what we paid?
The short answer to the last question is no. I read with interest every day educated and sometimes less than educated media comment regarding the business, and particularly the media business, because there's quite a lot of comment on that. We believe that the purchase of the Southern Cross businesses were a great acquisition for this company, and we believe that those businesses are performing well and will continue to perform well into the future and will be to the long-term benefit of shareholders, as indicated by Mark. I think if we look through the prism of today, there isn't an acquisition that I can think of that's taken place in any sector in the last 12 to 18 months which would meet your test. So if your directors have failed you in this regard, we have failed in the context of the entire market. And I don't believe that it is in the interest of shareholders that in the, what you might say, the depths of global extreme market volatility, we should be making decisions on the long-term value or structure of this business. However, we have, of course, decided to undertake a root and branch strategic review of our balance sheet to ensure that the business remains sound for the future. Because as Mark has indicated to you, as of today, we believe that we are one of the companies that is not under significant immediate financial pressure.